with Tommy Sheridan. Tommy, what a win. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it was a great step forward from last week, and I guess we just responded. It was a great battle all day. Bit of a breeze going down the end we went with the first and third. But yeah, we're pretty happy at the moment.
Bit of a strange game, so many goals down that city end until we kind of break the duck in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, exactly. The great man behind you, Brennan Cox, he's kicked 4-1, and we've been working hard behind the scenes on his goal kicking, and to see the big fella come good today, and yeah, definitely to see everyone else just play their role and continue to grow as a group, it's fantastic, especially with Nat out and Sandy as well, and a few others that are, you know, the Hill brothers, and there's a few to come in as well.
Probably hard to talk about Brennan when he's right there, but he's showing so many glimpses of what he can do, and it all just came together today, didn't it?
Yeah, good mates with Coxie, and he's been working hard on his marking and his goal kicking, but yeah, when he brings that energy up forward, he's a bit of a larrikin, so if he can just keep popping around the forward line, you've seen a little glimpse today, and yeah, I think the future's quite bright with him and Scotty Jones and Mick Apness and you know, all the smalls at their feet.
You mentioned people stepping up for Fife and Sandy. It was just a huge group effort, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, there's 22 players out there, and when you work together, it's quite powerful, and that's what we did today.
Did you see much of what Cherry did today? He was everywhere. Yeah. What did you make of him?
Yeah, he's gone half back. I've nicknamed him the Rolls Royce on the Budgie Smugglers, so he came good today and showed us why we call him that. He's just smooth off the half back, and another young player that's, you know, you're quite proud to watch these blokes just stand up on the big stage. It's fantastic.
Was there a message at halftime that you think caught on and got the boys to respond to that third quarter?
We had a few messages about our game plan. We thought we were a bit sloppy on a few areas, and we fixed that in the second half, and I think that contributed to a better defence and a win.
Two goals for you today, but take us through that goal in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, from memory, I've actually just seen it because I got tagged from a few mates, but on the old Instagram, but someone's tackled me and me jocks nearly come off, so I've put them back on the wing, and then I've run down the sidelines and then, yeah, snagged one from the pie stand. I think it's a bit fluke, so I'm happy with it, yeah.
Maybe a bit of good luck charm having the jocks down a bit in the future.
Yeah, the Budgie Smugglers, give them a plug, maybe they're the good luck charm, but yeah, it was just a fluky goal and one to remember and a rare one.
And Carlton next week, what are we going to take into that game?
Yeah, well, we're looking to get another win. We're going there. This has given great belief for the group, so we're going to recover well. We've got a 6-day break. We'll recover well from this game, as I said, and train hard and train on a few things we need to work on. And then head into, I think it's a Saturday game in Melbourne.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited. The group's pretty up and about, so we'll take all that belief into next week and get all the fans behind us, because it should be a good game.